What is going on, guys? This is your boy Knuckles, Eternal Savage Podcast. Today, it is January 22nd, 8 a.m. Oh my God, I'm up and early because I ain't gonna lie, I gotta go to court. Don't worry about what for, don't worry, I don't break the law. Just gotta get some shit straight. But either damn way, I wanted to hit you guys up to see what the hell about that Pacquiao versus Bronner fight. Who saw that fight? I saw the fight. It was a good fight for Pacquiao. But you know what that dude, Adrian Broner, his ass is talking all that good shit. Hey, you know I beat that boy. I controlled the fight. I beat that boy. Now, I don't know about you, Broner, but what the fuck match was you seeing? You must have got your ass hit really bad when your ass had to be asked by your own corner, hey, yo, are you okay? And then after they say, are you okay, they had to also ask your dumb ass, hey, bruh, what fight did you see? Because I'm saying, bro, you got your ass almost knocked out in the 6th and 7th round. What the fuck are you talking about? You're talking about you controlled the fight. The last two rounds, you was running and walking away and trying to get away from Pacquiao. You didn't hardly throw anything. Your most punches you landed through the whole fight was between 8 to 15. This man landed on you almost 100 times. What fight did you control? All I know is the only thing that you was controlling is your composure, getting your ass whooped thinking that you was winning. I just want to understand what the hell was you thinking, son? Pacquiao destroyed you, and he's twice your goddamn age. What is going the fuck on? Now, look, I always knew Pacquiao had this fight won. That's why nobody that I knew would bet against me on this fight, because I already knew, goddamn it, Pacquiao had this in the bag. But I was hoping that Broner was going to win only because I wanted him to win only because I wanted him, because he got a career that can still keep going. Like Pacquiao has done everything. There's really nothing left for him to do. He's at this point in his career, he's just boxing because he loves the sport. It's his heart. That's what he does. He's a warrior, and he didn't take too much damage throughout his years of boxing. So that's why he still can go at 40. But for real, He can go ahead and retire right now, and because he got nothing else to prove. He's already the legend. He's one of the GOATs. Hey, all props and respects to you. Go ahead and do your thing, man. You can go ahead and chill out, Pacquiao. But I understand you just want to keep doing because your heart's still in it and you love it. Because I understand you doing your thing for your country. I'm like, for real, if he said tomorrow in a press conference or interview, hey, I'm going to go ahead and just be the president of my country, the Philippines, and just make my people better, I much respect to you like the Asian Martin Luther King for your country. I ain't going to be mad at that. Do your thing, brother. But, you know, he still got the heart to still want to do this shit, so let him keep doing it. I'm saying I don't want him to take a loss before he wants to leave. Like, I say win on a high note. The only thing that is worth his time is to fight Floyd again. And I'm sorry, Floyd is the only person that's better than Pacquiao. Pacquiao will take the fight to him, but Floyd is not going to let his ass get touched, even with 40 years old. Both of these men are up in age, but both of them has not taken enough damage, so they both will look very good, like they're almost in their prime still. So I think the fight will still go the same way, though. Floyd is not going to let him get hit, and Floyd is going to tag him and get those points and control the fight for real, what Broner thought in his mind. Other than that, that shit's not popping. Oh, also, what the fuck? If you guys are late on this, last night I saw this on WorldStar, and then I actually looked it up some more by Googling it. Did you know Manny Pacquiao's house got broken into? Nigga, while he was in Vegas whooping Bronner's ass, the same time when that was happening, people robbed his house. He has a house, because he actually has a house in L.A., you know what I'm saying? Pacquiao got a house in the Philippines. He got a house in L.A. and all this other shit. And while he was whooping Bronner's ass, literally at the same time when he was doing that, somebody was breaking in his house. Now, I love my people. Now, I don't know who was there. Of course, I don't know nobody who did it. But I'm not going to lie, that shit do look like it could be some black people that did that shit. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, black people didn't rob him. Niggas did that. If it's white people that did it, I hope so it was, because, you know, white people are niggas. Definitely. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. And so they're closer to nigga than we are. But I tell you right now, niggas broke into his house. Because whatever hood he was representing, and those hoods are not putting their hands up to say they fucking with Broner, his ass fucked up. bad. He was like, oh, hell no, he getting his ass whooped. I'm losing money betting on this fool. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rob his motherfucking ass. And that's what the fuck we going to do. We going to take a win some type of way by taking his shit. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. This motherfucker right here got robbed hardcore. They said they didn't get too much, but they definitely got enough to make a profit. I'll tell you right now, that's some sad shit. You bet on the wrong guy, so then you say, fuck it. Hey, I know where that nigga live. All right, well, let's rob his ass then. Since he taking our money for betting on the wrong guy, we going to take his shit out his crib. That's the way it looks like, and it looks bad. But I tell you right now, Pacquiao, luckily, that stuff can be replaced. As long as your family's good, that's all that matters. And now, fuck that place. I would just move. I would just go ahead and get the shit. I got my shit insured, so I would make sure I get my shit and get the fuck on. I ain't letting you in. Fuck that. I'm getting my shit insured, and then, goddammit, after I get my shit insured and get my shit replaced, I'm moving. Because obviously the place that I got ain't shit since this motherfucker got broken into so goddamn easily in the same time where I'm having a fucking professional fight. That's just crazy. But I hope you guys definitely enjoyed this morning podcast. I hope y'all having a blessed day. Y'all make sure that y'all keep doing y'all damn thing and get ready for the weekend. Because I know a lot of y'all working hard through the week to get to the weekend. But you know what? Get y'all grind on. Make that money. Keep it nice and sunny. And I'll see you guys on the next one. It's the host with the most Nux, Eternal Savage Podcast. We'll keep your savage level over 9,000. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.